You're listening to Friday Night Serena. Iron Sky from Caustic Love, the third album from Paolo Nutini, which is one of the three albums up for review on this Thursday evening. Sinead Nivorda and John Maher have also been listening to Architect from Wallace Bird, and it's Album Time from Todd Terry. Let's start with Caustic Love, Paolo Nutini. 5 years since we've heard anything from... How would you tell us, or how would you describe the sort of style of music that Paolo Nutini has? Or is there one style?
Well, it's wonderfully soulful. I mean, he does have an extraordinary voice. When I think of Paolo Nutini, I think of Susan Boyle, which is probably the most ridiculous thing anybody's ever said. But Susan Boyle walked in front of Britain's Got Talent, and people looked at her and thought, there's no way she's going to sound like what she did sound like. Mm. When you look at Paolo Nutini, you think boy band, or you think a clean frontman from a very safe indie band. Mm. You don't think somebody with a voice like that. I think he's only still 27 years old. He has taken his time to follow up his previous albums. He's done reasonably well here. The voice still sounds fantastic. That song is one of the best songs on the album. The problem is there just aren't enough of them.
Paolo Nutini, you were talking about mixing pop and soul then together.
That's right.
Is he still doing that? Is that what we're getting on this album?
He's still doing that. I guess, you know, early on there was that whole indie slash upbeat scat tinge sound that he brought out, you know, and with that second album that he had when he was just, 22 years of age, 5 years ago. This time we see him delving even more so in that world of soul, blues, jazz. There's a touch of a bit of ragtime in there. There's also like a growth and maturity in his voice, and also probably lending to that kind of extra soulfulness is the fact that, you know, he split up with his long-term childhood sweetheart last year. Also, there was a point in his time after all this relentless years of touring that he thought he might take a bit of a back step and maybe embrace a different career, that of a tradesman. So he thought he'd just take some time out. People felt he had an album, but he didn't quite feel he had the lyrics to match those kind of songs.
All right, John, now that I've got my breath back.
You're right there, John. Yeah. You're that blown away
it
by
it. It wasn't John that made me choke, but you said there aren't enough of them on there.
There aren't enough songs of that quality.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
It's absolutely
a big album.
Is a substantial piece of work for him and for Warner Music. I just think that the quality control dips a little bit too often. Sinead talked about potential lyrical deficiencies or why he wanted to wait. I mean, in many respects, the music is still, you know, a little bit too polished, a little bit too sumptuous. There isn't enough rawness there, and his voice can take that. Also, an album called Caustic Love, you would hope, would be a little bit harsher and rougher and a bit more searingly honest. And I get the impression he's pulling his punches a little bit.
Let's have a listen to a track a little bit further down the listing, Let Me Down Easy, and we hear some Gladys Knight and the Pips at the beginning of this. When you put Gladys Knight and the Pips at the beginning of the track, you put us immediately into a retro frame of mind. Does he bring this up in any way into the 21st century? And does he need to with a voice like that?
I guess he doesn't really need to in a way. It's what works for Paolo Nutini. You know, the last album going in at number one in the album charts in England, number two in the charts over here. He does grow in maturity, but yeah, is there a growth in terms of him moving away from the 50s and 60s? Not really. So you're talking about Gladys Pip and the Night. You know, there's also
Gladys
that
Knight
sample.
And
Gladys Knight and the Pips even. Bleh. And there's a sample of Betty Levette, who's the American R&B singer. She's 68 years old. She's toured with the likes of Otis Redding and Benny King. And in the last track as well, what's it called? Can't remember the name of it.
Someone like you.
Yeah, that reflects the spirit of the 60s song The Drifters, Save the Last Dance for Me. He is kind of stuck in that
I think with Someone Like You, which I actually really like because it feels quite throwaway in a way, it's this lovely doo-wop sensibility to it. And it's like there are moments where he's shoehorning references to Martin Luther King into songs and also snippets of speeches, and it's striving for profundity. But when he steps back from that a little bit, there is a kind of beauty that comes through, and I actually really like that song.
Mm.
Well,
you're not as convinced, I think, as Sinead, John. What are you saying overall stars out of five?
I'm saying 2.5.
Ooh.
Really not convinced.
Really?
And Sinead?
3.5.
All right. Mm-hmm. That is Paolo Nutini and his latest album, Caustic Love. Second album you've been listening to over the past few days and week, in fact, is Architect from Irish musician Wallace Bird. And here is the single from that album, Hardly Hardly. Hardly Hardly from Wallace Bird, the single from her new album, Architect. quite a lot has happened for Wallace Bird, but it's taken a long time to happen, Sinead.
It has. I mean, she's been around for quite a while now, since, what, 2007, I guess. And she's done pretty well. It's been a long, slow-building kind of career. You know, her second album, New Boots, entered the charts at number 11. She scooped up two Meteor Ireland Music Awards. She lived in Germany, then she moved to London. She spent 7 years in London and then decided to opt for Berlin as a place to base herself. So hence the name Architect. It's all about looking for a new home, building a new home. So she embraced herself, or immersed herself, amongst the whole club culture that Berlin has to offer. And Berlin, obviously, to a lot of people who have been there, is an amazing, vibrant kind of city, cultural, colourful place. So she literally spent hours and hours on the dance floor in these clubs and bars in Berlin. And you can hear it in tracks like that, like Hardly Hardly and Gloria, which is a little bit gothic as well, and Communion as well. Not sure if I really get it, but, you know, she's mixed all these different styles in one.
Because most people, I think, John, when they think of Wallace Bird, they think of Wallace Bird and her guitar and those driving rhythms that she gives with the guitar and this Absolutely. Singer-songwriter sensibility. This seems to be moving into a much bigger production.
It is. There's some lush arrangements on this, but there's still a lot of the live sensibility as well. And I can kind of picture her kind of with that acoustic guitar really pounding.
Even with the electronic stuff happening alongside.
Absolutely. And it is nice to see her embracing change, because it was much needed. I thought her previous three albums all lacked a little something, but one of them being really standout tracks. There are more of them on this particular one. There's a sense that she is growing to a place that's getting exciting. For the first time, I'm thinking that she has some really good stuff up her sleeve. Previously, I just was thinking that she was enraptured by other artists, other musicians, people like Annie DeFranco, who is still a key influence here. But there's much more Wallace Bird and what she's about than before.
Politically and in terms of lyrics, what is she singing about on this album? Because she's always had a slightly political edge to her.
A wee bit, I guess. I guess she's not afraid to kind of stand up, and she's not afraid to be labelled and stuff like that. So, you know, she's recently gone through a bit of a breakup, so she addresses that. She's got a track, I've forgotten where it is, I Can Be Your Man. So, yeah, it's all about kind of breaking the whole idea of gender, I guess, declaring that I can be your man, I can be your woman, just putting herself out there a little bit more.
Well, she's most definitely singing from the gay perspective, and she's looking at the prejudices that are out there. So there's a strong sense of her own identity, which is, you know, it's incredibly topical in the Ireland of Panty Bliss in 2014. I think when I listen to some of the songs in this album, including I Can Be Your Man, which is the kind of song that has a message at its heart, but it's also something that should get her known beyond a relatively small audience, I think.
One of the more soulful tracks, I think, on the album as well is a track called The Cards. Let's have a listen to a bit of that. That's a very unusual side to Wallace Bird, that really pared back, very slow rhythm, very soulful type of voice, and quite a moody piece, really, John.
It is, and it's a welcome departure as well, because too often she's been stuck in the same gear. And this subdued, stripped back Wallace Bird reminds me of people like Feist, for instance, which I think is a really interesting area for her to explore. And I'm listening to what she has to say in a greater way than before. It feel like these kind of slower songs feel far less sloganeering. They're much more about affairs of the heart. And I think it's a fact that it is welcome. It makes the album much more interesting.
Start, John?
Three.
And Sinead?
Three.
All right, let us move on to album number three then, and let us settle, first of all, Todd Terry and Todd Terry. Explain the name and the Terry reference, John.
Yes, well, he is Norwegian. His actual name is Olsen, but the veteran house DJ Todd Terry, spelled T-E-R-R-Y, something of a hero to this man, but the way he spells it in a very Scandinavian way, T-E-R-J-E, so some people say Terrier. I've laboured under the idea that it's Terry for years, and I'm going to stick to it.
Stick to it.
Well, I'm going to call him Todd for the rest of the programme. And this track, you can argue with me if you want, Svensk Sus. It's very hard to sit still as you listen to that. There's a track just after that, or before that, by the way, called Preben goes to Acapulco, and I presumed that was Preben going to Acapulco, but no, it's not at all.
Or Copacabana. I can see you're about to get the congas out from the corner there, Sean. I know, it's such a funny album. It's all kinds of bonkers, all kinds of crazy, all kinds of stupid, which he knows himself. He doesn't take himself very seriously, nor does his designer friend. But yeah, I mean, when I first put it on, I thought, nah, this is not quite me. But you can't really help yourself but get kind of sucked in. It is like a more hyper version of Copacabana, featuring all those loop scats and that twirling melody. It's absolutely ridiculous, but a lot of fun.
He says that himself. He says the songs are ridiculous and this tongue-in-cheek fun. So should it be taken as anything more than that, John, even musically?
I think it should, because there are some wonderful moments on the album, not least the closer, Inspector Norse, which is a phenomenal piece of electronica. And the one problem I have with it, though, is that many of the tracks were released several years ago, and Terry himself has said, maybe I should have come up with brand new material. The thing is, this doesn't feel like a terribly cohesive album, but it is hugely rewarding. There are some great moments. I mean, there's a cover of the Robert Palmer song, Johnny and Mary, which features Brian Ferry doing another remarkable cover. Some beautiful electronica going on underneath. The album is...
Actually, let's just have a little listen to the Brian Ferry bit. I know we're only getting 30 seconds of it, but it was worth hearing it for that. Give me your final judgment on this album from Todd Terry, then Sinead, first of all. It's album time.
Oh, man. OK. It's fun, swirling, fantastic, sci-fi, cosmic house trip. I'll go with three.
All right. Yeah. And John, what are you saying? I think you're in a better mood than that.
It's a really good album. It's a grower. It's definitely a four-star album, Sinead and Ivorda.
I'm going to get a punch after this.
All right, we'll do that afterwards. Thank you very much. It's album time from Todd Terry, architect from Wallace Bird and Caustic Love from Paolo Nutini, all out tomorrow.